God has helped you break through while you've been in this building. This would be a good moment to just testify and tell us what the Lord has done for you. This would be a good time to just give a testimony of what God has done for you, the doors that He has opened for you, the connections that God has given you, if there have been any. For I believe, for me, I know there's been connections that God has given me ever since I came and started worshiping in this sanctuary. Do we have anybody who'd like to start us today? It's an invitation. It's an invitation for somebody to come and give a testimony of what God has done for you in here. This is a historical occasion. Can't you believe that? It's the last time that to be able to sit here and testify of what God has done for you. Because after now, we'll move to another place. And we'll start another history there. So we are closing this chapter, able to open another chapter. Or I have seen people, pastor here, who have been married here. People who have gotten children here. Somebody should be running here and testifying of what the Lord has done for them. There are people who have multiplied and increased in number. Surely somebody should be here saying what the Lord has done for them. Praise the name of Jesus. And there's a...
My body, He saved my time. He healed me just in time. Now I'm praising Him. Yes, look at what the Lord has done. So I'm not ashamed to be here. It is indeed. Thank you for mentioning wedding. My first, the first wedding, it was mine in this sanctuary. Thank you for Pastor Tony and Sister Catherine. Thank you for holding us. Thank you because in this sanctuary, I have three blessed gifts from God. And a husband and a home. So I'm looking forward for many more. And I thank you all because we are family. When we say ECC, it doesn't matter. But we are all family, and we thank God. Let's keep moving forward.
Amen. I told you, I was actually not looking at her, but, you know, she's... Do you have any other testimony? That's beautiful. I remember that wedding being the first wedding, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Do you have any other testimony? So it looks like ECC, that's all that God did. Oh, mom has a testimony. I need to go to her. Okay, go ahead, microphone, mom.
God bless you.
Hey, now you need the career. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise Him again.
Amen.
So that He can hear our praises and our thanksgiving.
Yes.
Because He is a mighty, mighty God.
Amen.
With me, it's a wonderful thing to see. When I came here, I had a road accident back at home, and I was limping. Although I still limp, I did go to see a doctor in the Parklands. When I went there, I met a nurse called Rachel. The doctor was called Rachel or Onas, I don't know. He's the one whom I saw first. So when you go there, she's sitting far away there and is looking at you the way you are going there. So when I went there, she asked me, "What is the problem, ma'am? What can I do for you?" So I told her all my problems. And do you know what God did? A miracle there. After talking to her, she told me, "Now, from today onward, when you come to this hospital and you see a doctor, you'll be paying $10. If you get any medication, whatever, how much it is or whatever it is, you'll be paying $5. If you are sick and you get to see a doctor, have an operation or anything, you'll be paying $30. Isn't that a miracle?
It is.
You are not clapping. Anyway, I thank God, and my second one in Parkland is still. When I used to go there, that doctor whom I was to see, I had to see her for 3 months in time. And when I went there, my blood started going down. So when I went there, I don't know, I can't remember how much it should be, but she said it's going down. What's the problem with you? Are you breathing anywhere? I told her, no. I came home. We went to the next appointment. It had gone again down. So she told me, now you know what? This is serious. There is something wrong with you. So she told me, I'm going for colonoscopy. I am not a nurse, so I might not pronounce the way it should. You are going for colonoscopy. When I went there for colonoscopy, they found that I had cancerous cells in me. Oh, now it is operation. So quickie quick. So I was told the same day. We operate on Tuesdays and Thursdays. When do you want to come for operation? I said Thursdays. Whoever I was with, they said Thursday. So I went for operation on a Thursday, and I praise God. When I went for operation, they operated me. And do you know what? They were very much worried, because when you go for colonoscopy operation, sometimes they don't even operate you because the cancer has already eaten you up. So when I went, they operated me, and they found out it was on first stage. Thank God, you people. So I went for my operation, and it was very successful. And the main, what do you call him, pathologist, is the one who came to tell me the result. He came asking, where is that lady who had no pains, no signs? Where is she? And I think I was in room 23. He came in, and he told me, my dear daughter, I want to congratulate you, for God has been so good to you. I don't know whether that was a Christian or whatever. He said, whatever it is, you are very lucky. And I really thanked God. And after operation, when the pathologist came, he told me, from now, you are cancer free. Can't you clap? I was told, you are cancer free. And may I tell you, since then, I don't have any pains, I don't have any whatever, and I feel that my God has healed me, and he has done miracles and wonders in my life, and I do thank you. And may I tell you, my dear sisters, be saying thank you, because you never know you never know where you stand, and therefore be thankful when you hear what God has done to your brethren and your sisters. Can we give him a wonderful mic? Yes, I thank you. I want to thank the church for giving me this chance, and I'm most grateful, and may God bless us and keep us in his peace.
Amen. 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 Give the Lord a hand of praise. Look what the Lord has done. Praise the name of Jesus. That you can be able to testify of God's healing, God's deliverance, of what God is. So God is still in the business of healing. God is still in the business of delivering. God is still in the business of ministering to us and to our spirits. Praise the name of Jesus. Do we have one more? One more. Who is going to be the last one? I can see somebody holding himself or herself like this. Monica.
Praise God. I came with my miracle so that you can all see it. We waited for the Lord to give us a baby for 2 years, And the Lord really showed up. He was born 2 months early, and today actually is his actual first birthday. So we are grateful, and may God bless you. Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Wow. You know, it looks, if everybody, maybe what you should have done is maybe just pass this microphone from that end to this end, to, you know, just every line, because I believe somebody will always have something to say. Because how many years? 7 years? 7 years in this building. And maybe you've not been in this building for 7 years, but for the time that you've been here, there is something the Lord has done.
Jeremy is the same age as who was born in this church.
Did you hear that? Jeremy is the age of the time that you've been in this church. 7 years.
Jeremy is the cause of all these babies that are born in this church.
See?
That's
called Jeremy. Jeremy started it all. Do you have a testimony? I'm told, Carlos, do you want to testify? Or is it Mrs. Carlos? Is it one of you? You can, okay, come on. So I was telling Carlos the other day that, you know, when you have a baby, now we call you Baba. So he's Baba Daniela. Baba and a Mama Daniela. Give them a hand as they come. You should see that baby. You know, she has the smile of the mother.
How'd you say, praise the Lord? I like when you say that. We don't say that in Spanish churches, but I like when you say that. We're very thankful, my wife and I, because of Daniela, because life, you know, for life. Last year, you know, we miscarried a baby, my wife, and you were praying for us here, like, here with us, like passing through that hard time. But now you see the miracle of God, you know. And we can see His faithfulness, and He's good. He's good all the time. Like, this is our, you guys are our family here, you know. Our African family. And I'm your Mexican brother. So, yeah, we are very thankful. Like, Daniela is growing big. My wife is okay. We have everything we need, you know. And God is faithful, and we are like witness of His goodness, okay? So praise the Lord, and thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you, everyone, for the prayers and everything. And the diapers, yeah, thank you. And thank you to the Lord. Amen.
God bless you very much. Amen. Another testimony. I'm liking this. I'm really liking this. Yes, Anne.
Praise the Lord. I will take this moment to thank our Heavenly Father who have kept us, and more to that, I'm here to thank Him for what He have done as a church, because we have grown in Him. I think as a family we have seen God. When this church started, that's when we came to the church, and God have done mighty things. He have given us children in this church, and I don't take it for granted, because there are so many people who are crying for children. And beyond the children and family and protection, one thing that I'm here standing in His presence is because in this church I have grown in Him, and there's nothing that I can exchange with that. No money, no nothing. In this church, I have come to know the Lord. And as we move forward, I pray that also His presence will go with us, and that so many will come to experience His love and to know Him in deeper way, that His presence will go with us. That's all I want to testify.
Praise the name of Jesus. Wow. You know, I believe that as long as you are in this church, there is something that God has done for you. It doesn't have to be a story. It can just be something of, this is what God has done for me and I'm so thankful. And that is enough. Because God has the rest of the story. God has the rest of the novel. You know, but if you just want to tell us that amount, it is okay. Praise the name of Jesus. There's anybody else with another thanksgiving? Pastor Francis.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, okay, Paul is writing saying, I'm used to be abased. I'm used to be exalted. I can do all things in Christ Jesus who enables me. Amen. I'm the guy here. In this church, I've been abased. In this church, I've been exalted. I mean, there was a time I lived for 1.5 years without paying no rent. Did you get it? In America, we talk of bills. Wherever, whoever you meet with, I'm rushing because I want to pay the bills. But I stayed, not in my home country, Kenya. Not in my land, whereby, you know, in Kenya you say, I own a house, I own a car, I own this, I don't pay no mortgage. I'm talking for America. Paying no rent. Paying nothing. No electricity. That is one. And then, I got into an area, and I was getting good money in America. I mean, by saying good money. For a time again. You see, that is exhortation. I'm up there. And then again, I'm amazed of this God. He starts showing me, okay, I can see you. I can see you where you're coming from. Again, based. Yeah, I'm okay. And I was asking God, my God, am I still your servant? Am I still your son? And why all this? But he comes and tells me. I just went somewhere and I was seeing some people. I was walking somewhere and I'm saying, my God, why bring me here? With all the monies that you used to give me, now you are giving me peanuts? Why, God? You know what he told me? All these people you see here, they are all mine. So, my God, what are you trying to teach me? I thank God because his lessons are the best. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Rejoice when you are abased. Rejoice when you are exalted. Because him that liveth forever, he has an answer. Amen. So when you are up there, someone, and I preached here one day that way, if you can remember, that remember me on your way up. For you, I might, or you might be, okay, it is this way. Remember me on your way up, because you might need me on your way down. Hallelujah! You preachers, let me remind you of something. You might be teaching. You might be preaching to yourself. Amen? That was mine. Up and down. Up and down. Equilibrium. But all in all. I mean, all in all. Jesus Christ is being praised. Amen. Paul said whether it is life or death, Jesus want to be uplifted. Amen. I mean, even if they put me into a coffin, Jesus will remain God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching, but remember, Jesus will remain Jesus. Whatever come me. Amen. So be there. Whatever comes, say hallelujah, you're still God. In the fire, you're still God. Up there when you're eating hamburgers, you're still God. Amen. How about that? Praise the Lord. Whether you drive the Lincoln, I used to drive one. This God. My God. This God is so amazing. I with my Lincoln. Who used to see me with the Lincoln? Amen. But I gave some people ride. Remember. Yes, I gave some people ride. So even if it is gone, it met the purpose. Who visited me when I was in my house? Yeah, you guys, you visited me. Mini, it was a transit. But some people enjoyed it. So your blessings, suppose you bless us with your blessings. How about that? Amen? Praise the Lord. These lessons are so nice. I mean, they are so nice. When I am down there, I say, yes, you, God, be exalted. Praise the Lord. Because I know butter. I know bread and butter. And that mixture is on its way coming. Francis, one of these fine days, will be eating those ones. Amen? Because I'm exalting God. When I'm down there, I'm exalting God. When I'm up there, I'm up there. Amen? Amen. God bless you and do you good. And get this lesson. Get it? Where you are, that's not the place that you are permanently. You are not there permanently. It's just a twinkle of an eye. And then you go back and you start rejoicing. And the Lord is there. Where are you? How is he now? Just he's praising me just because of that, Lincoln. He's praising me because he's wearing, you know, he's wearing that suit, you know, made from Sir Henry's. Haha, you wait because that suit can be said, okay, aside with that suit. Aside, because even the devil, I'm not preaching, I'm sorry. But even the devil can take the accusations. You know why? This guy is praising you because of this, because of that, because of this, because of that. Assume or put it aside, slightly aside, and see how he wanna be. But if you stand to your, stick to your stand and say, what come, Jesus, your Lord, the Lord will give you back. Praise the Lord. Wait for everything to be returned in sevenfolds. You didn't hear that. I said whatever you have missed will be returned to you sevenfolds. Am I speaking to the church? It's like you are not getting it. The where you are. One of these fine days, the Lord will say, hey, come on, son. This has been yours from time immemorial. Receive it. God bless you. God do you good. Amen.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. I believe that you're my healer. I believe that you are all I need. Oh, I believe that you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Oh, Jesus, you're all I need, more than enough for me. For nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Oh, nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. For nothing, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Oh, nothing, nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. For nothing is impossible. nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand.
Praise the name of Jesus. I want to invite somebody who has not been in the church for a while, and she's they relocated out of Texas. Sylvia, come and tell us where you went, how you're doing, and please tell us you're back. Your kid's so grown.
Morning, church. Praise God. Amen. Praise God again. It is really so good to be here. It's been seemingly forever. So as Julia said, we did move to Nevada, the Las Vegas area, it's Henderson, to do some work there. So we're here for sure to visit. God has been faithful. He arranged the whole thing for us to go and for us to be here this time. And for that, we are thankful. I see that everyone is doing good. The church has grown. You're all looking moshino, which is really nice. So God bless you all. And again, it's really wonderful to be here. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. And then we have Esther, who had gone to Zambia and came back. Do you want to come and say something? Come on. You can actually speak to us in that Zambian language if you want to. I know this is a surprise, but I know you can handle this.
Yeah. Hi. So me and Sui went to Zambia. Sui's right there. She should have come up here too. Come represent yourself. Yeah, so we went to Zambia in May. And at first, I was on a missions trip with my school. And I know that y'all bought t-shirts. So thank you for supporting me. That was really nice of everybody. It was really great to see how everyone's doing over there, our family. Zambia is really awesome. I really liked it. Yeah, it was really, really fun. And we did like really cool stuff and met really cool people, but it's good to be back too. Yeah. Thank you.
Have you back too. Looks like, you know, going to Zambia, everything is so cool. So do you have another testimony before you can transition? Victor. Ambrose. Victor is not in today, but Ambrose is here. Yes, sir. And also, if you have a word of encouragement, you feel like you just want to, maybe it's not a testimony, but you just want to encourage the church for a minute or two, this is also a good opportunity.
Mine is just, as we leave this building, I can't believe how 4 years flies by. Most of you probably won't remember, I came into this building a single man, and as we exit this building, you can't remember that. God has blessed us with, of course, Hannah, and two babies later. That's why I can't go to the front. They're all here, around here with me. And we are just so blessed to have seen God's faithfulness in these 4 years that we've been here. And our Maito came, and we are blessed, even as we exit, that we've been praying for her to come to the U.S. for so long, and even finally she's here with us. Amen.
Amen. So anybody feeling that you have a word, you just want to share the goodness of the Lord, or you just want to speak a word? Sister Christine, were you raising your hand?
Well, thank you. Praise the Lord. As it has been said, I just want to encourage somebody my encouragement is to anybody you might be going, actually the Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. So God wants us to have faith in Him. So I just want to encourage somebody through a song, but Pastor, don't listen to my voice. Listen to the words. No keyboard, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, my words of encouragement are, oftentimes of us equation, if life is worth living, but when trouble, I'm sorry, let me start again. I'm nervous because you are all looking at me. Oftentimes of us equation, if life is worth living, when trouble seems to double round his pains. But since I know the answer, my future is in your hands. I have anchored my faith, Lord, in you. I have anchored my faith, Lord, in you. For I believe you're gonna see me through. However, the road to the future may be, my faith will be anchored in you. You are my guide, you're my protector, my only defender. My hopes are centered on you, Lord, because you know and understand all the fears of my soul. You are the only one I can turn to. I have anchored my faith, Lord, in you. I believe you're gonna see me through. However, the road to the future, my faith will be anchored in you. Even when times are hard, threatening clouds on the horizon may never disappear, but still I'll be counting on you, Lord. You keep my faith from slumbering. You keep my feet from stumbling. I have anchored my faith, Lord, in you. Have anchored my faith, Lord, in you. I believe you're gonna see me through.
my faith will be anchored in you. Yes, I have anchored my faith, Lord, in you. I believe you're gonna see me through. However, the road to the future may be, my faith will be anchored. My faith will be anchored.
Wow, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. In spite of everything that we go through, that my faith will be anchored in the Lord. I just want to thank God for the times that He has given us at Empowerment Christian Center. I'm very, very sure that everyone has a testimony about something that the Lord has done. It might be the Lord gave you a child, might be God gave you a spouse, as we've all heard. It might be God gave you a business. It might be God gave you a change of career. It might be God gave you a new direction. In all those things, we thank God for what He has done for us. Amen. And when Israel started the service today, I was captivated by some words that He said, that sometimes we are bound to face difficult situations, and we are bound to encounter things that don't make sense. And Pastor Francis said, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. If that is your story, that is also my story sometimes. And I've told you before, sometimes I've seen, you know, there's one thing that I learned from Paul. Paul says that I've learned, amen? I've learned to live when I'm abased, and I've learned to live when I've been uplifted. But through all those things, Christ is glorified. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel I want to bless the Lord with one song. It's a song that we used to sing many, many times. I used to love this song as a worship leader, and we used to sing this song many, many times in the choir. The songs that you know, the song is the name of the song is Through It All. Amen. And I don't know whether Sister Lorraine has the words there, and then you can sing with me. Amen. And Brother Israel is also going to help me. I think I had the relics here.
Through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word. I've had many tears and sorrows. I had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I did not know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation, that my trials come to only make me strong. Can you sing with me, yeah, through it all? Through it all, Julius, come and sing with me. I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Everybody sing, through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word.
Second verse.
I have been to lots of places. I have seen a lot of faces. There has been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious hours, Jesus let me know that I was of His own. Through it all, through it all, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Now I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. If I had any problem, I'll never know how God could solve them. I'll never know what my faith in God would do. Everybody sing, oh, through it all, oh, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon.
Let us repeat that verse, that last verse again.
Now I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. If I had any problem, I'll never know how God could solve them. I'll never know what my faith in God would do. Everybody sing, through it all, and through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Through it all, to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Through it all, we've learned to depend upon the Lord. Amen. I was watching a documentary, I can't remember whether it was yesterday, and it was really sobering to watch this video of a man who was paralyzed on the back. And you know, many times, I was telling you that Israel, when he started the service, he says that sometimes it's very easy to focus on the things that you're going through. You know, all that quagmire and difficult situations that you're facing, we sometimes even fail to recognize the bright side of things. For in everything that we face, There could be the dull side of things and the bright side of things. Amen. And so many times the devil would want us to focus on the things that don't make any sense, things that are not working, the difficult situations that we encounter every time. But if you'd flip over that thing that you're going through, God would give you an encouragement, and for you to know there is a bright side of things at every moment. And so I'm watching this video, and it didn't dawn on me at all, even before, how it feels to be paralyzed on the back. You know, when you're paralyzed on the back, you can't even move. You know, when most of you are medical people, and you know that you can't even move your muscles. You know, most times people who are paralyzed cannot even wake up, cannot even stand up, cannot even move their limbs. And I saw this video whereby they have this technology whereby they're able to perform a surgical a procedure whereby they insert a chip that will be able to coordinate communicate with the person's brain and also the coordination of the muscles, so that this person is able to stand. And I was watching this video. The guy that I was watching was a very strong guy. But as I watched him, he was struggling really to stand. I mean, you'd even assume that he was pretending. But he had to have somebody support his limbs because his limbs were so weak. And you could tell that he was trying with the whole of his energy, with the whole of his might to stand up against this wheelchair. And finally, he was standing up for the first time, I don't know after how many years. And you could tell that even though he was in pain, this guy was so much, his face was brightened, and he was so elated, and he was just so glad that he was able to stand on his feet. And as I watched that video, I went back and asked the Lord, how many times have I ever even questioned or even wondered that I'm able to stand on my feet? And many times we complain. There are so many things that come in our way, or so many things that we meet and encounter each and every day that really bog us down, and sometimes we just resort to complain. And I look at this situation while we were praising up here. I was reminded of that video, and I said, oh God, may you help me that I may praise you even when I don't have. That I may be able, that Lord, you may help me to see the miracle of life itself. That I'm able to walk, I'm able to stand, I'm able involuntarily, even without even thinking about it. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are so many people today who cannot even breathe without without some devices that are connected to their bodies? Yet we wake up every morning without even thinking about it, and we are pushing in and we are pushing out air, God-given air. And my encouragement to us this afternoon is that we may be thankful to the Lord even in the little things that He has given us. Amen. I want us to read a scripture, and maybe somebody can actually open it. The book of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse 9. Can somebody read that scripture for us? Oh, Sister Lorraine, can you put it on the screen? Matthew 7, all. Or what man is there of you who, if his son ask of him a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Can you continue? And if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If therefore ye, being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much rather shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him? Amen. That is the scripture I want to leave with you. I want us to go out with that. If we know how to give good gifts to our children. The other day we were talking about this scripture with my wife, and you know, many times, you know, when you're a parent, there are bad things that your children do. How many of you would agree with me? Some of you that have children, there are certain things your children will do that you wonder, where in the world, how did they even do that? But you know, I've come to realize that no matter how bad things they do, you still keep on aggravating to them naturally. Amen? And you love them unconditionally. Regardless of how they have done or what they have performed, you always feel like you want to get hold of them, embrace them, love on them, and do whatever you want to do for them because they are your children. Amen? But I also realize that many times we naturally, sometimes I feel like when I'm going through difficult situations, I have this feeling like my father is not close enough where I can reach him. Or like, you know, he is far away and like he may not even be concerned about the things that I might be going through. The fact of the matter is God is way, way better than we are to our children. Amen? And he thinks better things about you even when you may not even be aware of it. Praise be to God. I know challenges might come in your life. I know you might be faced with difficult situations, but the fact of the matter is that at the behind the scenes or at the background, God knows what you're going through and he understands it clearly. Amen? Look through the Bible of anybody who went through challenges, of anybody who went through a hard time. There was a brighter side at the end of the day. Amen? You look at Job. You know, I was thinking about Job when I was sitting here and when I was hearing these testimonies and things that, you know, people have gone through. And I know you've gone through difficult things. I don't know whether there was a man who went through difficult situations like Job. Yet his faith, he was anchored in God, Sister Christine. His faith was anchored in God. That even in the midst of being provoked to curse God and to reject God, in spite of the things that he was going through, he still was anchored in God. Amen? And he never gave up his faith on God. I feel to encourage somebody that sometimes you feel like God is way far away. And then you might feel like sometimes he is not even listening or he is not even concerned about the things that you're going through. But the fact of the matter is, you don't even have to feel him to know that he is concerned about you. You don't even have to touch him to know that he is concerned about your life. Amen? And there is a bright side at the end of the tunnel. Praise the Lord. You know, even after Job went through the things that he went through, boils and sicknesses and wounds and affliction and adversity, at the end of the day, God gave him double for his trouble. Praise be to God. I am here to announce to you that no matter how many things that you are encountering even right now, God knows exactly what you're going through, and there is a bright side of things at the end of the day. He says that he will never leave us, neither forsake us. Amen? So if you are a candidate or if you're one of those people who are going through difficult situations, as we cross over and as we move forward, I want you to know that God has something brighter on the other side of on the other side of the things that you're going through. Praise be to God. And he will never leave you. He has never forsaken you. You know, when the children of Israel, when Nebuchadnezzar thought that, you know what, these guys, these four Hebrew children are done, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they are done. You know, I'm going to put them in this fiery furnace, and their history is going to be done. Little did he know that God, who knew their situations, was just about to jump in their fire. Amen? I am here to announce to somebody that God is in your fire. And if we can look for him, if we can seek for him in the midst of a storm, you will find him. Amen? And he'll be able to protect you. Can I hear an amen from someone? Amen. So God is faithful. God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. There have been times I've been so distressed. There have been times when I wondered, God, where are you leading us? In the midst of a storm, God came through for my life. In the midst of not knowing where we would go after, you know, after we had been given, you know, like, what do you call it?
an ultimatum, you know, to move out of this building. I wondered, where were we supposed to go? When I looked at the prices of the buildings that we would rent, they were beyond reach, and I didn't know how I would do it. But I remember one time, I cried out to God in a conference, and I told God, God, you have to come and vindicate me. You have to come and show me where we are going. And I'm telling you, God was faithful. He brought a man, and he has opened up his doors to one of the buildings that they own, and we'll be worshiping there next Sunday. Praise be to God. Some of you have seen the address there. And so this coming week, it is a week whereby we all want to be committed towards our move. Praise the Lord. God has been faithful. Let me tell you, we gave this story to somebody. Oh, my wife was just sharing us this story about our move with one of her friends. She goes to another church, and we were telling her that, you know what, we've been paying $1,800 in this building, you know, for a 4,400 square feet. And she was saying, what? Because their building is way, way smaller. And you know how much they've been paying a month? $5,000, to a point whereby they were not even able to pay. But God has been so kind to us. And then we also told her that God has given us an opportunity to go to a church building whereby our rent is going to be a little bit even lower than that. If that is not God, how can you explain that transaction? Praise the Lord. That God has opened up a building, and I know some of you were able to go view the place. It's a place where our children, they'll have Sunday school. They'll have every amenity that we would need in a building. It is going to be provided, even as we prepare for what God has in store for us. Praise the Lord. I strongly believe that God has something magnificent for us. A building that we'll be able to enter into. A building that is called our own. But you know what? In His time, He will give us that building. Amen. All we need to do is walk on towards it. Walk towards it gradually. And soon and very soon, we shall find ourselves in that building. And so this coming week, as you all know, we want everybody to be available. We shall be moving on Saturday, this coming Saturday. But beginning Wednesday, we would need some volunteers. And I would like to ask at this point, anybody who would be available on Wednesday? Do you have anybody who would be anytime on Wednesday? Do you have anybody who would be Wednesday? Okay, maybe you might wonder why you'd be available, why I'm requesting your availability. We would need to pull down these speakers. We'll need to pull down these flags. We'll need to pull down every structure that you can see up here. We'll need to bring it down so that you'll be ready for our move on Saturday. Praise the Lord. So without your help, we are not going to be able to do that. We have things to be removed from the kitchen. We have chairs to be put up together so that we can move to our new location. Now, meeting the Pastor Rick this afternoon, actually, he's just about to show up here in this place so that we can meet with him and so that we can arrange. They have arranged to give us a room where we can put some of our items. And so that is just another blessing. So that we will not have to take all the things that we have in a storage. So God, they have provided a room for us, and we need. And therefore, we would need people to volunteer so that we can pull down this. Even if it's 1 hour, even if it's 30 minutes, is there anybody who is going to be available on Wednesday? Let me see by the show of hands. Thank you. So if you're available, thank you. Anybody who is going to be available on Thursday, lift up your hand. I see Joshua's hand is up. I don't know whether he'll be able to do some work. Wednesday, lift up your hand. Wednesday, I see Mercy. Sam is going to be available on Thursday. And also Thuo is going to be available on Thursday. How about Friday? Friday. Please, children, just put your hands down because I don't think, unless you come with your parents. Yeah, come with your parents, by the way. Friday? Is anybody going to be available on Friday? Anytime that you're going to be available, we're going to work with you and we're going to give you some work to come and do, even if it's 1 hour. So, but Saturday, we expect all of us. So I don't need to see any hands. I expect all of us to be here on Saturday. Beginning, I would say, Sister Purity? Yes. On Friday? By 4 p.m.?
On Friday.
on Friday. Yeah, because he's engaged on Friday. So you hear, we read on Saturday. On Friday or Saturday? He is engaged on Saturday, so he needs to move most of the stuff on Friday. So please, please, please. I know we can at least volunteer for 1 hour. You know, you're 1 hour, if you can volunteer for 1 hour, you can do a lot of stuff. You know, for example, we need these chairs to be put up together. Spirit, you want to say something? Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So if you bought something or if you're intending to buy something, we have our inventory. You can see Sister Purity and she can tell you what is available actually. And so you needs to be moved before Friday so that we have, most of the stuff needs to be to have been moved by Friday. Now, the other thing, that is as far as the move is concerned. So Saturday. So Saturday, then Saturday, were we going to be here? Alan? Clean up. So Saturday, we'll still need most of all of us to come here. We can actually have a farewell to this building and just thank God, you know, together, hold our hands after we've cleaned up everything, and we can thank God together. So 10 p.m., please come up here. We'll be here so that we can, whatever needs to. 10 a.m. Yes.
If you can make use of it in your house, you want it, please let us know. You can buy that. And the big fridge in the kitchen, we're still thinking about that. If you give us a good deal, there's no reason to take it to the next place. So
yeah.
You can buy that cutting and the big fridge.
Yeah.
Those are the only two things that I'm thinking.
And okay.
The big table is back in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can talk about that. So, don't be limited because we don't have the chance to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The other thing which is very, very important, and we are going to conclude this service, is about how we need to organize ourselves, especially our kids, when we go to the next building. We announced this to you almost, we've been doing this, making this announcement every week. Parents, please, let us talk to our children, especially the younger children. In the building where we are going, they don't expect us to draw. Nothing. They don't expect the walls to have written all, scribbled. It's a nice building for most of you who have been in that building. They have taken care of that building. So please, please, it all starts from your home. Talk to your children. When they come there, we don't expect children to be running or dismantling stuff because we are not the only congregation that is going to be there. There's a Spanish service that goes there in the morning, and so they'll be, after they are done with their service, they'll be putting up their stuff, and when we come, we'll be removing our stuff, and so when we go, when we are leaving the building, we'll also be storing our stuff and leaving the building as it were. Now, in that connection, we are having a meeting with a few of us, Sister Purity and Pastor Julius, and a few of us, to see how best we would need some people to be responsible every Sunday. You know, I know we have the tribes, and we are going to, by the way, reshuffle the tribes. I know there are some tribes that don't have enough people right now. So going forward, even as we go in the building, the tribe will still be operational because we're still having a cup of tea. But we are going to reshuffle the families so that the families that don't have people will have to move some people from families that have people into those families. And also strategically, because we want to utilize the families to raise the money for the building fund. And we are going to be communicating this, and I think we announced this like 2 weeks ago, whereby, like a family, we can give a family a target of, say, $2,500 a year, and it would be up to you to to organize yourself and to see how you're going to raise up 2,500. Having 12 families and with 2,500, we'll still meet our goal, and maybe it will not be as burdensome as it is now. So you can invent, maybe you can come and sell mandazis, maybe during your time you can organize to, however you want to, we are going to leave it up to you to be creative, and so that you can raise the money towards the building, because we are still going to give towards our building. Praise the Lord. Amen. So going forward, so we are going to have those tribes reshuffled, and you know, you might be maybe used to your family members, but because of for the sake of the families that don't have people, would maybe have to remove you from where you are and join another family so that we can ease the burden of even the responsibility that we'll be having even in taking care of the building. The other thing is tribe leaders. Every tribe leader, like our tribe leader, Sister Lorraine, she organizes us and she tells us what we're going to do. And after that, we are able to clean up the building. It will be still your responsibility to make sure that the building is clean and that the Sunday schools are all cleaned up. Because if you don't, in the absence of you not taking up that responsibility, somebody will have to do it. And guess what? It will be maybe somebody who is the last person to leave leave the building. And we want to make it easy and the transition to be as beautiful as possible. Amen? So we are calling for the commitment of everybody, you know, commitment of everybody, the parents and everybody. If you're a Sunday school teacher, please ensure that, you know, things are returned to the place where they're supposed to be prior to you evacuating that class and the class is locked. Amen? So as we go and as we get into the new building, and as we get to know our way about in the building, we'll come up with ways so that our transition will be easy. You know, the next Sunday is our first Sunday, and so, everything will go on well. We probably will go with the same structure that we have here in the church, you know, have the kids together with us for the service and release them. But as we go, because the facility is bigger enough, we might devise even ways whereby we can release the Sunday school children even as you come to church. Now, at the end of the day, we can have all these beautiful things that we talk about, but it all boils down to our commitment. You know, for us to be committed. So once you're given a responsibility, especially the Sunday school teachers and those who are volunteers, please take up that responsibility. Let us have no calls, no shows. When you're given a responsibility, if it is your responsibility to teach a Sunday school class, make sure you pick up the phone call if you're not going to be in charge that day. And call somebody and delegate it. Because if you don't do it, who is going to do it? Praise the Lord. Amen? Can we all agree? Because sometimes we've had, let me tell you what we've done in the past. Somebody has been given the responsibility to teach a certain group of our children. Now that person, something happens and they don't come to church. Now what happens is they don't even call the Sunday school superintendent, they don't even text, they don't even say anything. And guess what? We are thinking that, you know, because you have been delegated to teach that Sunday school, that you are coming. And at the 11th hour, we have to make this, you know, hurried adjustment or requesting somebody to jump in the Sunday school class so that they can teach. Please, let us not have no calls, even in your place of work. If you have a no call, no show, what would happen? Fired? They don't write you up? You're fired. So, okay. I don't know whether we are going to fire somebody here, but please, we ought to be more committed because this is the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Julius, am I leaving anything else? Oh, the time of the service. Now, the time of the service, we've been in communication with Pastor Rick, but tentatively, it was agreed at 1. But we have not really, we are yet to conclude with him this at 1. And so if that time changes, I'm going to communicate with you through WhatsApp. But tentatively, it has been agreed as 1 o'clock. But we've not met. You know, yesterday we were supposed to meet with him, and actually we are supposed to meet with him right now so that he can clarify, because I don't know, you know, what time the Spanish service begins and what time the Spanish service ends. So, but we'll be in communication, you know, since we are able to communicate throughout the week. So check up on your WhatsApp. It might be today, it might be before you leave the service, if he comes before we go, and I'll be able to give you the times of our service. Is it?
We have many books, so if anybody would like to get a copy, just go ahead and get a copy, because after today we are going to give away those books. There's several books, they're very nice titles. If you haven't had a chance, please go and check on the titles and get yourself a copy. They are good books that you can actually buy in bookstores, but they're actually free. Take a copy, take two, give a friend. And whatever is going to remain, you're going to give them to other churches as well.
That's true. That's a good point. Do you have anything I'm forgetting, Sister Purity? Sister Liz? Anything? Gideon, anything I'm leaving? So, Julius, anything? Anything, Catherine? Okay. So, if anything comes up, any updates, anything that we need to communicate with you, we'll be able to communicate that with you. Amen? Why don't we stand up and conclude? Well, we need to give our offerings. I almost forgot that. Oh, yes. And I would like to recognize those that are with us for the very first time. Can I see by a show of hand? You're here for the very first time. Just lift up your hand. It looks like everybody has been here. Praise the Lord. So we want to give our tithes and offerings. And as we said, we are also going to, we shall continue to give our building fund. So please, we thank God. Right now we had, is that the amount of money that we have right now? That we have more than that? Huh? Oh, this year. Yeah, I guess we need to see the total. So that this year we have 31,552. I think we are right at, how much do we have total, Sister Lorraine? You don't have the total. We are at 50,000 plus here, over 50,000, $50,000. Again, we want to thank every one of you for your generosity, for your commitment in your tithes and offerings. As we know, we are still going to be paying the rent for this other building we are going. We'll still have to buy the utilities. I mean, buy the supplies, the church supplies. You know, our giving will be very, very important even as we go forth. Why don't you lift up your envelope as we pray to the Lord? Lift up your tithes and offerings as we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful, we are honored that you've given us some job. You've given us a business. You've given us something to do with our hands, O Lord. And we're able to, at the end of the week, at the end of 2 weeks, at the end of the month, to bring an income, O Lord. We realize there are many people that don't have a job, but Father, you have favored us with a job. I pray, Lord, that even as you have blessed us, we shall bring the tokens of love to you. Father, it is a principle that you really desire for us to obey. Paying our tithes, O Lord, and giving our offerings and paying our first fruits. And Lord, you're going to bless us when we obey you in this area. I pray even for those that didn't have anything today to give. Lord, according to your word, you give the sower seed so that they can give when they come into the house of the Lord. You've told us in your word, Lord, to never come into your house empty-handed. And I pray, Father, even as we give these tidings, Lord, that there's going to be a multiplicity in the name of Jesus, 1,000-fold, 30, 60, and in all measure in the name of Jesus. I pronounce a blessing over what we do with our hands. I pronounce a blessing over our businesses. I pronounce a blessing over our places of work in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall not lack. We shall never lack, my Lord. There will always be money to pay our obligations in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you. And thank you even for these seeds that we bring into the house of the Lord. All these things we pray, believing and trusting in Jesus' name, our Lord. Amen. Amen. You can bring your tithes and offerings to the front. And as you do so, the Lord bless you. Amen.
The Lord bless you. All right, why don't we stand up and join our hands as we wind up the service. And as we join our hands, Sister Monica is reminding me that you're all invited for Karanja's first birthday. What time is it going to be? 5 to 6 around that time. So you're going to text us the... From 5:30 going forward. Till midnight. Okay. All right. They have invited us to their home. Please make sure that you, Sister Monica, make sure that you send us the invitation and the address. It's right there. You can also send it through WhatsApp so that everybody can have it. Let's join our hands as we conclude this service. Amen. Let's wait for Gideon to come and give his offering. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful, Lord. It is a delight, Lord, even to hear the thanksgiving from your people. Things that you have done for us, my Lord. Father God, may you help us to count our blessings. For indeed you have blessed us in this house, Father. The many times we've come up here, we trusted you, we prayed together, we cried together, we loved one another. And we stood with one another all those times, Father. We cannot be ignorant of your presence. And we thank you, Father, even for the many valleys, the many mountains that you allowed us to cross in this building. And even as we come to the end of this Sunday being the last Sunday on this building, we know that our future is brighter. In the name of Jesus, as we transition, you're gonna go with us. In the name of the Lord. And just like your servant Moses, who said that if your presence is not going with us, do not take us out of this place. We pray that your presence will go with us, even as we go to that building called Valley View Baptist Church. Father God, we shall experience your presence. We shall even experience you in a greater way. In the name of Jesus. Help us to be a blessing even to that community where you're leading us in the name of the Lord. And we also praying even for the owners of this building, for them being so gracious to have given us this building to come and worship in here. Lord, we count it a big blessing. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless them, bless their properties, bless what they do. Lord, I pray that they will come to know you. And I pray even for the people who are going to come in this building, that they will be captured by your presence. Because in this house, your name has been called upon. In this house, people have completely yielded their lives to you. In this house, you have been honored, O God. Therefore, I pray that your blessings will remain here. And you shall touch anybody who comes in here. And you shall be glorified in this building to the glory and honor of your name. This afternoon, even as we go out, I pray that your presence will go out with us. Father, let us experience your goodness. Let us experience your mercy. Let us experience the newness of life, even as we trust you, O Lord. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now. Amen. Amen. May the Lord God bless you. May he keep you. May he sustain you. In Jesus' name.